Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg reaching a high of 30 today, Pretoria 32, Polokwane 31 and Emalahleni 27, Rustenburg going up to 35 degrees. The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, will brief the media on her department's readiness for the start of the final matric exams that starts tomorrow. It's a bit later this afternoon that she's going to do that. So this year, 732,448 full-time learners and 136,195 part-time candidates are registered to write the final exams. Meanwhile, the teachers' union SATU wishes matriculants well, his spokesperson Nomusa Tembi.
We call on learners to avoid engaging in any form of dishonesty, such as cheating, which could compromise their results. We also encourage parents, siblings, teachers, and government officials, in line with the union's I'm a School Fan campaign, to provide unwavering support to matriculants during this stressful period.
To other matters, after the death of five people in a mass shooting event in the Eastern Cape on Friday night, the president of Rise Mzansi says action is necessary. Songezo Zibi says the party will raise the escalating series of mass shootings in the country with Deputy President Paul Mashatile and representatives of political parties, this now at the Government of National Unity's Clearing House meeting that is scheduled for Thursday.
Parliament must appropriate additional resources to make sure that policing is effective and the underlying issues are dealt with. We do not need to wait. Parliament has the power. The government also has the ability to bring a special bill to Parliament.
And the Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana, says his late predecessor, Dr. Tito Mboweni, left him with a good treasury department. At Mboweni's funeral yesterday, Godongwana promised to continue his legacy of good governance in the country's finance department.
Generally, treasury is a good institution, and Mboweni kept it intact and made sure that the skills base of the institution is solid. When I came in, I had nothing to do but to ride on the machinery he built.
Moving abroad, this morning we reported on Israel warning Lebanese citizens of two cities in the south to evacuate their homes, and now those areas have been attacked. According to Israel, the relevant suburbs were Hezbollah strongholds. The reported strikes came after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Iran-backed Hezbollah movement of trying to assassinate him by attacking his residence. More on our news blog. Go to jackarandfm.com, click on news. And finally, paragliders in Egypt were treated to an unexpected sight of a stray dog at the summit of one of the Great Pyramids. The dog was recorded at the top of this pyramid, the second tallest pyramid there, which is off limits to humans. It was seemingly chasing some birds at the summit of the 136-meter high structure. I'm Marlene Forshew, hoofnuus die uur. Die klas van 2024 maak gereed om môre te begin met die eindeksamen.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
Big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine.